This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we've got a special guest for you. We're joined by Jana Doyle. Jana is the front woman of the band Glass Mansions. Jana, how's it going?
Hey, what's up? How are you?
Hey, doing well. I can't complain at all. I'm so excited to talk to you a little bit about, you know, what you've got going on.
Yeah, likewise.
Awesome. So you hail from South Carolina, and your band has been taking off and doing, like, really amazing things. I was wondering kind of how did you guys start as a group? Did you guys know each other prior to the band, or did you guys come together kind of consequently as – result of the band?
Well, we all live in South Carolina, all kind of around different cities, and we all met in Columbia, South Carolina. I met our keyboardist Blake out at a show, and he was in a band. They needed a singer. I ended up joining that band. We started another band after that. Started this band, needed a guitarist. We met Patrick at a coffee shop where I work. He'd not been in a band before, but he played guitar, and we loved the way that he played, and we started this band up and been friends ever since. And yeah, so that's it in a nutshell.
Very cool. You hail from South Carolina. Were you born and raised there, or are you guys just kind of stationed there right now?
Yeah, actually all three of us are born and raised in South Carolina, and we're stationed here for right now because we tour a lot, and the cost of living is super low in South Carolina, and it's really centralized to do, like, an East Coast tour or going out to the Midwest, so it's a good location for sure.
Very nice. How has, I guess, being from South Carolina and being based in South Carolina, kind of helped to shape and define your style?
So it's very interesting. South Carolina, we're one of the only electropop bands in the state. There's not a lot, probably maybe five, and it's good because it's kind of, we can kind of be like the underdog and no one really sees that coming, which that fuels us. But it can be kind of difficult at times because South Carolina likes to curate a certain sound, that Americana folk, kind of porch revival, and like Hootie and the Blowfish is from here, so you can't go anywhere in the state without hearing about Hootie, and South Carolina is kind of hung up in curating that sound, and there's so much more to South Carolina than that, so we're really touring a lot to try to show what else South Carolina is capable of, and we're just trying to add to the cause. So it's interesting. It's a good thing, but it can also be frustrating. So
I understand completely. I know that you recently released a music video for your single Night Swimming. Tell me a little bit about that music video. I really like how it was done. It's very creative. Was it something that you guys, did you guys have a lot of input in it, like the way that it was shot and everything?
We shot it with Shay Winston, who is this really awesome local, I guess, cinematographer. He does a lot of commercials and stuff in town in Columbia. And we worked with him. This is our third music video together. We also did a video for our song Give and Take, and a really old song when we were a different band. The song's called Narcoleptic. And so we worked with him for a really long time. And it was definitely a collaborative thing. We wanted to shoot, you know, night swimming. We knew there was going to be a pool involved. We did a lot of scouting to try to find the right pool and everything for it, to kind of create this kind of nostalgic vibe. That's what the whole song's about. And we shot half of it in the pool and half in this deserted mall rooftop parking lot for all the, like, full band performance shoots.
Absolutely. Man, that is awesome. That is awesome. It's, yeah, I love it. And I just, yeah, it's just, it's really good. I wanted to ask you, because I know that you released the video exclusively through Adobe Radio, which is a great outlet. What made you decide on Adobe?
Honestly, we've had friends release their videos and singles and stuff through them, and it's a trusted brand, and we like everything that Adobe puts out, and so it was a really great. We've always wanted to release something through them, so it seemed like a good way to go.
Awesome, awesome. I wanted to talk to you. Now, you released another single called Matches, and Matches is amazing as well. Do you have a plan to release a music video for that as well?
You know, I'm not sure. Well, we planned to when we came out with that last year. We planned to put a music video out, but at the time, we had a drummer that was in Charleston. We couldn't all get together. All of our schedules were really crazy. We couldn't all get together to shoot it. So I did the lyric video for Matches and just lit a bunch of stuff on fire and broke a lot of things at my house and filmed it. So we may eventually put a video out for that, or we may put a lyric video out for Night Swimming. So the plan is we have a lot of music to release this year. We want to be putting out a new music video for each single that we release. So we want to be way more visually engaged this year.
Gotcha. Okay. Very nice. Very nice. Now, I know you guys also recently announced that you have a spring tour upcoming. Tell me a little bit about that. Are you excited?
Hell yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, I'm so stoked. We love touring, and it's been a minute. We haven't played any shows really since November. We played some acoustic shows, and our last full band show, I think, was in August, and we haven't played in a while because we've been writing a lot and kind of reformatting everything. So we're excited. We're going out to Austin and back. I think this is our third, maybe fourth time kind of playing this touring circuit. And it's awesome. We love it. And we're playing some new cities that we've not played before. So it should be a really fun time.
Yeah, I see that you're headed to Nashville, which is actually really close to us here in Memphis. And Nashville is a great, great, great city, live music city, and it's amazing. You should do really, really well.
Yeah, I mean, we love Nashville. We try to hit it every time that we're out on the road. They're a hard city to bring people out to shows, even bands that pull really well. It's just there's so many bands and there's always something going on. So we're trying to figure out Nashville. But you're in Memphis. We love Memphis too. We play Memphis a good bit at we love the Cove Bar.
Yes.
That place is awesome. Yeah, we love it there.
You know,
we play with On and On. Have you heard of them?
I have. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's such an experience. I love them.
Very nice. Tell me a little bit about this new album. I know that you headed back to the studio with Zach Odom and Kenneth Mount. What was it like working with these two guys?
We love them. Zach and Kenneth they feel like family to us. We did our Gossip EP with them, and then we've done Matches, and we've done Night Swimming, and we've done quite a few other songs. And we first got together with them a few years back. We were all throwing out albums that we thought were done really well, and all of us mentioned Cartel, just Cartel's Chroma album, just being like one of the like best produced albums like we've all loved. And they did that album, and we reached out, and they loved our demos, and they're probably the two funniest guys I've ever met, and they're always super professional and positive, and every time we go in the studio, we come out completely different and better than when we go in, so it's always very rewarding when we go to work with them, and they're in Atlanta, which is very far from us.
Very nice, very nice. Yeah, I saw that. I remember that these guys helped you with your first release, Gossip, and they seem to really be able to capture your style, you know, like your style of music, which is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they're very detail-oriented producers. They're not jaded at all. Like, they truly care about their work. And when we first went to them, we played everything for them. We played our demos. We played stuff live in the studio, and we were trying to figure out, you know, what is it that's going to make our sound unique. And we were like, you know, it all just is evolving around these keyboard parts and this synth. And so we just tried to be, I guess, more calculating in the way that we use our electronics, and have over the years gone more electronic and have become even more electronic in the songs we're about to release.
Absolutely, absolutely. I wanted to ask you, what inspires you as a vocalist and a songwriter? What things inspire you when you're creating music?
When I'm writing music, it's really sometimes we have a few different ways that we write music. Sometimes we'll write the actual like instrumental first, and I'll kind of just sit with it for a while and listen to it and just take a step back and try to just understand how it makes me feel and what it kind of conjures up in me, and like what feelings and what overall vibe this instrumental have. And try, I mean, it almost becomes like a journal entry. Like I just then let out whatever is pulling from me. And sometimes I'll go a really long time not being able to write. I have a lot of angst. I have a lot of guys have pissed me off in the past. I've got a lot of that. I've got enough of that to go for album after album. but then sometimes, like how we haven't played any shows since November, like we just go out and like live and like, you know, just try to go out and get more experiences and stuff. And a lot of our songs are written about being in a band, but it's kind of tucked under universal themes of like relationships and situations. But it all relates back to being in a band. Like sometimes I feel like I'm in a relationship with a band as an entity. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what a good bit of the inspiration comes from. Other than that, just going out and seeing live music, we're going out and seeing our friends that are in bands and kind of watching how hungry they are for it in turn inspires us.
Nice, very nice. I love how candid you are with, you know, telling, you know, kind of what fuels you and, you know, a lot of the songs that you you mentioned. It's really refreshing to hear, you know, a singer, songwriter that, you know, is really just honestly, you know, really open with you know, what propels them and kind of what goes into their writing. It's always really refreshing to see that.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing our band's always tried to be. Like, from the beginning, we've always tried to be transparent, and, you know, we don't know what we're doing. So we're trying to just make sure everybody knows that. Like, we're just trying and figuring it out as we go, too. There's no one behind us, like, helping us or telling us what to do, so.
Absolutely. I also saw that you guys are part of, the Taco Bell Feed the Beat. I always thought that was, like, really, really cool, you know, because I've always seen that, you know, as, like, as a casual, you know, Taco Bell, you know, patron. Like, I've always seen that, but I never knew of a band that actually, you know, I guess won that competition or, you know, what's it like being a part of that?
It's awesome. So Taco Bell, so the way it works is, I think it's twice a year they'll open submissions, and you have to write pretty much an essay why they should choose your band, and they'll choose a certain amount of bands twice a year. And so we've been submitting, like, I think 3 years nonstop every time submissions open, because we eat Taco Bell on tour all the time. And we just thought that's such a cool, unique thing that Taco Bell is willing to, like that Taco Bell is self-aware and knows how much fans need them. And we're like, we got to, like, partner up with them. And they finally, I don't know if they liked our essay or they felt bad for us, but they finally chose us. And they sent us a ton of gift cards for tour. And it's been really awesome. They're very supportive, and they're very cool, and, like, helping, like, when we've been on the road, reposting about our tour and our tour dates and where to catch us at South by Southwest and everything.
Man, that is amazing. That is amazing. It's so good to have that support. I wanted to ask, what's on the horizon for the band? I know that you guys have the spring tour coming up, which kicks off March 2nd. Are there any plans to do any more writing or to do any festivals this summer?
We're going to do this March tour, and we have enough songs, honestly, to release an EP, but we're kind of sitting on them. You know, maybe it's just a secret between you and me. I don't know, but we don't know if we want to release an EP or if we want to release just single by single. So we're just kind of holding them close right now, trying to figure out what's up next. But we're going to be playing new music on the tour, and we're going to be going and recording new music once we get back from the road, and then working on another tour. So yeah, I mean, we're going to try to see, you know, festivals. They book so early out, but we're going to try to see if we can maybe sneak on.
Very nice. Yeah, I know, like, music festivals, they're so fun, but at the same time, it's so much work and, you know, so much planning ahead of time, you know, in order for them to be, you know, a success. So I understand completely.
Yeah, and so we're like a DIY band, so we book all our own tours and everything too, and we get so caught up in that, and then it's like, oh, this festival's coming up. I want to play that. Oh, wait. Admissions for that closed, 9 months ago.
Absolutely. I wanted to ask you, where can our listening audience find out more about your band and keep abreast of what you guys are doing?
Yeah, they can go to our website. We just redid our website. It looks awesome. It's glassmansions.com. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, our Facebook page. All of that is just at Glass Mansions. We have a YouTube channel, kind of everywhere.
Very nice. Which is good. Total takeover. That's what we're looking for. Awesome. Well, Jana, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me. And I'm all out of questions, but I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listeners.
Oh, no, just thanks for having me. Thanks for featuring our band. Yeah, we just help to spread the word. Let's spread the word about WITIN. You say it like that? You say Witten, or how do you say it?
Yeah, it's Witten, like the football player Jason Witten, but it's spelled.
Okay.
It stands for what I'm truly interested in.
Yeah.
So it's a little random. My mom actually came up with the name way back when I started this blog and podcast, and she, I don't know, it's kind of a weird name, but it's, like, so endearing, so I was like, I'll keep it.
No, it's cool. Oh, I love it. Yeah, we're down to support you guys, and we appreciate you having us on.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, Jana, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Awesome. And, guys, if you're listening to this on SoundCloud, make sure to hit the subscribe button. We're also on your iOS device. If you've got an iPhone or an iPad or a Mac computer, you can listen to us by downloading the Stitcher Smart Radio app. It's available for free in the iTunes store. Download the app, search our show name, Redefining the Counterculture, and you'll hear this interview with Jana. Android users, have no fear. We're available in the Google Play Store. Just search Google Play Music. Search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture, and you'll hear this interview with Jana. And lastly, if you have a Roku player, you can listen to us right in the comfort of your own home. If you've got a Roku player or a Roku smart television, all you've got to do is just go to the channel store and search for us. And once you download the iTunes app, you can actually listen to our show right in the comfort of your own home. We have 200-plus hours of original content, programming, and interviews, all free of charge.
This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.